this is Larry Goins. How is everybody doing today?
Terrific.
Really looking forward to talking to everybody. I see we got a few people on the line here already. If anybody wants to jump in, I won't take up any more of your time. Just jump in there and throw a question out. Wow, you guys are going to be quiet tonight, huh? Anybody have anything? I know we got some people on the line. I get a count whenever I log in as the moderator. So if anybody got any questions or anything you're working on, anything at all you want to throw out there.
Yeah, there is Carmella down in Florida.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, how you doing?
Good. I went to MLS yesterday and pulled a list of all the houses under 50,000, you know, looking at the filthy riches model.
Sure.
And what I came up with was 90% of these things were bank-owned properties.
Okay.
Now, are you still following the same model as far as what percentage you're going to bid on your initial bid?
Yeah, but one thing you got to be aware of is, the banks aren't going to really negotiate with you that much until the property has been on the market 30, 60, or 90 days.
Yeah, I pulled a list. It was just 60 days or more.
Oh, okay, good. So, yeah, you should be good to go then.
Yeah, what do you guys normally bid on that 60 days old REO properties?
Well, it kind of depends, because what we do is we try to do some of the filthy riches model, but we're also wholesaling as well. So we're probably going to go ahead and run the numbers and look and see what the ARV is, what the comps are coming in at, and then take a look at the pictures and do a rough estimate of what the repairs are and make our offer accordingly. And especially if it's listed 50,000 or less. Now, once you get down into the 30,000 or less list price, then it's easier to buy a property at a third than it is, in other words, the higher priced property the listing is, the harder it is to get a deeper discount, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, I made up a spreadsheet today while looking at that, basically just every $5,000 and looked at, okay, what my, at 70% minus, I just threw $20,000 in for repairs.
Right.
Again, I was looking at wholesale. I just took out my wholesale fee.
Uh-huh.
And I look at that and I saw, well, yeah, it starts off at about 20% and it goes up to, when it got up to close to 300,000, it was the bid percentage was closer to 50%.
Right,
55,
right.
Something like that.
And that's true. You'll find out the cheaper the properties are, the easier it is to get a deep discount on them, because it's not a lot of money that they're talking about. Plus, on the more expensive properties, you can pay more because there's more money to be made, even though the percentage might be higher, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and when I put that spreadsheet together today, that's what I was seeing. You know, that it was okay to go ahead and pay a higher percentage, because you're still going to make money anyway.
Exactly, as long as it's still a good deal for your buyer. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, cool. That's good. Now, what part of Florida are you in?
I live in the Villages.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. We have some friends in the Villages.
Yeah.
Big place.
Me and about 150,000 others.
Oh, I know, right? That's a huge place. Huge place. That's good, though. It's a really nice community.
Yeah, we like it here.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, where did you move there from? Because I know you
Virginia
have been
Beach.
There all your life.
No, they wouldn't let me in before I hit 55.
Exactly.
No, I came from Virginia Beach originally.
Oh, okay, good. That's good. Awesome. Cool. Well, I hope that helped answer your question.
Yeah, it did. It's just, like I say, we ran into that when we did this back in February. And I think, you know, when you were down in Fort Lauderdale, I think I might have mentioned this to you, that Realtor and I put out 166 offers in February, and we ended up with one deal out of that.
Yeah.
Which still hasn't closed because of the short sale.
Right, right. You know, and one thing you'll find out, the more deals you do, the more you will be able to tighten in on exactly what you're looking for and how much you can pay, and the percentages will go up as far as the percentages of offers you get accepted. In other words, like you got one out of a, what'd you say, 166?
Right.
You know, maybe next time you might get one out of 100, then one out of 75, then one out of 50.
Yeah, and that's the thing we were talking about after we looked at what we had, because the only thing, everything we did, we put out, it was $50,000 or less, and we just did it as a flat 18% of the list price.
Right.
And, of course, you know, probably 80% of them were just rejected out of hand. Most of those were REOs.
That's true, and a lot of them, they don't even respond. They won't even counter. That's just the way
it
is.
Yeah, and that's what I was telling my realtor. I said that was the real failure in that whole exercise, was the fact that we had so many rejected out of hand. I said if we could at least get counteroffers to open up a conversation, then we might be able to get into things, you know, like, you know, some kind of terms offers or something like that.
Exactly. Sorry, yeah, you can also, you know, follow up with them. Even if they don't respond, follow up with them and say, look, I know you're not going to take 18% or take X number, whatever that number is that you offered, but, you know, send us back a counter and let's get the negotiating going.
Yeah, that's what we fell down some on that back in February when we did that, because we didn't get that going, not to any great degree anyway.
Right, right. Well, you'll get, you know, next time you probably won't have to make as many offers to get your next deal, especially if you start drilling down on it a little bit. So, cool. I hope that helped. Anybody else have a question you want to throw out? Anybody? Seemed like I heard somebody just as you were starting that wanted to throw out a question. Anybody?
Yes, Larry, I have a question.
Okay, good.
This is Denise. I'm from Florida, too.
Hey, Denise.
Hi. We've gotten the thing about the buyer's list.
Uh-huh.
That how we should build our buyer's list.
And right.
We were trying to work on talking with title companies to get the list of individuals who've done cash purchases.
Right.
The title companies don't want to talk to us at all. And
okay.
I don't know if it's because we don't know what we need to say or what it is. They claim that it's a privacy thing, which that may be or may not be. But
right.
They mentioned going to the county office and getting, or going through the county website and downloading lists there, which I have been working on doing. But I don't see any way to determine that it's a cash sale through the county website. So I don't think
right.
that's even, you know, valid. And I do know I had become a mortgage broker, but I actually, this was some years ago, and it was right before the market kind of tanked, and so I didn't really get fully involved in it. But I do remember at that time, because I was a mortgage broker, a title company offered me lists. So does it matter if you're a broker or some sort of professional that would allow them to give you this information, whereas just as an investor or a common person, they would reject that request?
I think what it is if you have a title company that you've worked with in the past that knows you